This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories titled, Mikolas Tsimalas, The Woodsman's Heart.
Mikolas Tsimalas was born in October 1889 in Lithuania and served in the Russian army during the First World War. He finished forestry courses and began working for the State Forestry Service in 1921. Soon, he was made an officer and assigned to preserve the Strasiuni pine forest. Mikolas lived in a small Lithuanian village with his wife and their five children. He befriended Meyer Korin, the Jewish owner of a rosin and turpentine shop in the nearby town of Vive. In October 1941, the Nazis killed nearly all the Jews in Vive. However, Meyer, his two sons, his daughter, and his sister-in-law escaped a shooting in which his wife and brother-in-law were killed. They went into hiding. By August of 1942, the surviving family members decided to join the other Jews being kept in the Kovno ghetto. One day, Mikolas came to Meyer's workplace saying, "My door is open," and then disappeared. When the German army lost its battle near Stalingrad, there was a threat that the Nazis might annihilate the Jews in revenge. Meyer started thinking about escaping from the ghetto. Needing a place to hide, he remembered his friend's words. Before the end of 1943, Meyer, his three children, and his sister-in-law fled the ghetto and came in secret to the family home of his Christian friend, Mikolas. I'll share more of this story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.